Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. In this episode, we talk about an often unheard food system which evolved in India out of sheer exploitation. India's widow cuisines. Near the end of the 18th and final of her pregnancies, Hiranmayi Ghatak became widow. Her body had withstood a whirlwind of miscarriages and stillbirths, which resulted in a total of 8 living children by the time she was 37. Married at 11 and widowed at 37, her fate was unfortunately not unique. Up until 3 decades ago, Bengali widows were expected by society to cook on a separate stove, using their own cooking vessels and maintaining a separate set of tableware. They would sit on the floor in the kitchen for their meals, which had a long list of don'ts. No meat, fish or chicken. No onions or garlic. No garam masalas like cinnamon and cloves. Not even masoor dal was allowed. Many stuck to sendha namak, the mountain salt that is a norm all over North India for Navratra fasts. Ask any young Bengali today and it's unlikely that they have any recollection of this. But ask their parents and they would tell you how much they adored the cooking of their grandmothers. Shunned from eating fish or meat, the grandmothers would try to emulate those flavors by making niramish, dimer dalna, or vegetarian egg curry, and niramish mangsho, green jackfruit curry, which was a substitute for mutton curry. For the outsider, a lesser known aspect of Bengali cuisine is the amazing spread of vegetarian food it offers. But an even lesser known aspect is the fact that a bulk of vegetarian culinary achievement in Bengal has been built on the sexist, exploitative nature of widowhood. Bengali literature is full of references to elderly widows whose magic touch can transform the most mundane and bitter vegetables to nectar, whose subtlety with spices cannot be reproduced by other hands. A 19th century adage contends that one cannot taste the Bengali vegetarian cooking's full glory unless your own wife becomes a widow. Of course, it was coined by a man. The idea of bringing this up is not to diss on Bengali cuisine. In fact, the treatment of widows across the country was more or less a variation of the above. Up north, widows struggle to live a life daily in Vrindavan, often in solitary confinement and face untouchability. Down south, an evening meal for a widow was often falaharam, a diet of only raw fruits. The lack of access to regular food in some cases was even thought to induce malnutrition, prescribing an early death sentence. But why were we as a society so obsessed with depriving widows of good food? The answer, unfortunately, is not new. If there is one thing we are most uncomfortable with, it is female sexuality. In Indian food practices, meat, fish, onion and garlic were considered to be tamasic foods, which are responsible for a heightened sex drive. Widowhood made a woman's sex drive fickle and vulnerable. A woman's libido could not be trusted, so her body needed to be governed. Following widowhood, Hindu Bengali women assumed the power of mythological creatures dubbed husband eaters by the elders. Responsibility for the death of their husbands somehow fell upon them. But what happened in case a man became a widower? Didn't the tamasic foods affect him equally? Shouldn't he have to give up these foods as well? Of course not. He simply remarried or continued to eat these foods. So if a man chose to give up these foods, he was widely being regarded as a renouncer. No such privilege was accorded to the woman. She was to merely accept it as her fate. Vegetarianism, it can be argued, is a healthier way of life. But its forceful acceptance became a tool of social control. Bengalis today relish alur dom, bati chochori, dhokor dalna, chanar dalna, which were all in fact invented in the kitchens of widows. The widows remain the unsung architects of this culinary achievement. Food is a window into culture, but some windows have been shut for too long. On our travels, through conversations, we need to dust off the cobwebs, open these windows, and let the light in. Only in this opening will we truly understand how our beloved food came to become what it is today. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memoria on Twitter and YVTravel42 on Instagram.